Cape Talk from the continent.
So, others have returned from, what was it again? Sabbatical? Good morning, Soku. How are you?
Good morning, Abungile, and to your listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us once again. If you don't know, Soku Sibiya is the editor at Africa.com. She joins us every time, every day at this time of the morning to give you some wonderful news coming from the African continent. Now, Soku has been away, but she is back now. And so we look forward to having a wonderful conversation with her. That being said, though, Soku, it's about the Golden Voices of Africa the Golden Voice of Africa that's just released his final album.
Well, I wonder if you have any guesses, but Salif Keita, who is probably one of the most famous African musicians, has released his final album, and he's also saying he's retiring and going back home. He is from Mali, and he is one of the people who also raised awareness around albinism, because that's a condition that he was born with. And, you know, what he says now is that it's the time, you know, his teachings from his father have basically come full circle in terms of when you give a child the correct opportunities, the confidence that they need. I mean, he was born at a time when albinism in many parts of the world, especially in Africa, were very, you know, you hide the child with albinism. You don't go out, stay indoors because you're afraid of what people will say. And he was raised to be confident in himself, to speak about or use his gift, his talent of music, to speak about issues that affect him. And now he's coming back to give back to his people. So he will be going back home to retire. And obviously he's just starting some projects such as music schools, farming as well. You know, we always keep talking about how farming is the next big frontier in Africa. And he wants to plow back, excuse the pun, back home. And being that 2019 is the year of the return of the diaspora, it just makes sense. You know, people who have gone out to other parts of the world to gain knowledge, experience, capital, and basically even, you know, that clout, because they are now the people who can then now campaign for funding, campaign for programs and things to change within their own communities, are now coming back home to, you know, to give something back to the places that raised them.
Soku, I tell you, you know, whenever you talk about some of the legends, okay, now we've just lost, I mean, the likes of Brahim Masekela, you've just lost Oliver Mtukudzi. There's many other names there, but you know, you talk about Ubaba Keita, a legend in his own right. I mean, we were singing his music without even knowing the lyrics. You just work with it. You just go with it. But no, certainly, absolutely fantastic, fantabulous news. Soku, anyways, welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us once again. We'll chat again tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Soku Sibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.